by extension for Germany, were, it appeared, disastrous. A political culture marked by illiberalism and intolerance, an inclination to revere power over legally grounded right, and an unbroken tradition of militarism. Central to nearly all diagnoses of the special path was the notion of a lopsided or incomplete process of modernization, in which the evolution of political culture failed to keep pace with innovation and growth in the economic sphere. By this understanding, Prussia was the bane of modern German and European history. Imprinting its own peculiar political culture on the nascent German nation-state, it stifled and marginalized the more liberal political cultures of the German South, and thus laid the foundations for political extremism and dictatorship. Its habits of authoritarianism, servility, and obedience prepared the ground for the collapse of democracy and the advent of dictatorship. This paradigm shift in historical perceptions met with energetic counterblasts from historians, mainly West German and mainly of liberal or conservative political orientation, who sought to rehabilitate the reputation of the abolished state. They highlighted its positive achievements, an incorruptible civil service, a tolerant attitude to religious minorities, a law code from 1794, admired and imitated throughout the German states, a literacy rate in the 19th century unequal